Right foot free kick by Messi. Do you want to watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Messi started taking free kicks with his right foot.
You see it.
Just adding another thing to his game.
I can't actually imagine this because he's not particularly.
I don't think that adds anything to your game.
Yeah, it does because you can remember ones like a different in side to bet for different. Yeah,
surely that's
like, someone. All the
players
are
supposed to Barcelona, it's like someone can take free kicks.
He's
that was a reverse like a of the picture. look at the guy's number in a minute. Yeah. The guy number two is backwards.
Oh yeah, six was backwards. Yeah. Ten.
Oh, right, ten is that. Yeah.
You've been conned.
You've been conned.
Why did the interviewer talk about it?
You've been conned.
Maybe he was joking. Maybe he was like.
Maybe the interviewer.
Shall I read the headlines?
Yeah.
There you go.
Otto conned into thinking he kicked with his right foot.
Wait, now I need to find that interview again.
Watford still winning, West Ham still losing, and who will win and lose in the Champions League group stage is you're listening to In Airplane Repair. Listening to In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited, and unprofessional football conversation on the internet. Joining me today to discuss a slightly less riveting weekend of Premier League action and a lot more riveting action elsewhere, Otto underscore Wolf, our man with the data, is here.
Hello, nice to be here.
Jasper Kawaja is here, the psychology expert of sport.
And coach,
yeah. Good to be here.
And his Twitter other half, Luke, is here. The only one of us who's played the game at the highest level.
Apart from Jasper.
It's so good to be here in person. Really, really good.
Maybe in the future introduce Luke first, then me, because we're Luke and Jasper.
You could introduce them together, to be honest.
Yeah, I could say, like...
It's Luke and Jasper.
The coaching, playing...
Oh, also, we're coming to Instagram soon.
Wow.
Watch out.
And our fan on the road, Johnny Vickers, at the JWDO. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, there are things to talk about in the Premier League today. Watford... beat Spurs and are now one of only three teams to have maximum available points. Luke, did you watch the game?
I watched the match the day too. But I realised they do pretty good highlights match the day too, because often if you just get some random highlights, right, you often like you'll see a chance and then like they'll replay it like five times from five different angles. Don't give a shit. Match of the day two, like you'll find yourself skipping ahead. I tried to skip ahead on the match of the day two ones because I was a little bit impatient when it was earlier today, and like you couldn't skip ahead at all without missing like vital stuff. So yeah, I've got an idea.
Say they're all highlights that they show.
Yeah, they're really good.
But it kind of makes every game look action packed.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, there was quite an action packed game.
Yeah,
I thought.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because we had this Watford debate a little bit last week, and we're going to keep having it every week until they kind of lose.
Yeah.
But last week we did say that they hadn't really had a big test, and now they have had a big test.
And they even went 1-0 down.
Yeah.
And came back to 2-1, which shows that's good. That's a good sign.
Character.
Yeah, a lot of character, which is what you need.
It is.
So. They were quite physical, Watford, like quite pacey, and Spurs kind of just like crumbled.
Well, Spurs are an interesting one because they had 9 players who started the game who played in the World Cup semi-final. So is this, are Spurs just going to kind of fall off a little bit this year? Have they got the squad to compete? I mean, Lucas Moura started brilliantly, but he wasn't at the World Cup.
Mm.
Good pre-season.
Mm.
The others are all top players, but...
Kane looks leggy to say the least.
Yeah, he's been like 50% fit since.
But doesn't Kane... I feel like Kane's one of those players where he looks kind of shit and then he scores a goal and then it's like, Kane had a great game.
But I feel like it still shows that even Kane unfit should be playing. They don't have the depth.
I mean, he did score in August. Like, he usually does score at all in August, so...
He did score against an awful defence.
Yeah, but he usually doesn't score against any.
Yeah, that's true.
It was quite a good... defence though, Watford defence, the fewest shots conceded in the league.
Yeah.
They've so got Marcus Silva, haven't they?
Marco Silva?
the manager?
No, he went to... No, he's Everton boss now.
Who have they got?
Garcia.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. He's good, though.
All right, I've got
no...
He's cool.
Yeah. Ducouré was quite good as well. Then midfield kind of dominated Spurs midfield, which is kind of odd.
Yeah, Will Hughes has been a revelation in the Premier League.
Mm.
He's always struggled to find his feet. He struggled at Southampton, and now he's really started to come into his own. And he's a bit dirty, but he's a good player.
Quite nice hair.
I don't like his hair and beard combo. Too white.
No, but I'm not saying anything against, like, white. Like, I just like to see, kind of, you don't really see hair like that, you know?
Yeah, it's
quite vibrant.
I've got a stat.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I
want a stat.
Last year, Watford finished 14th with 41 points, 11 wins, 8 draws and 19 losses. And that's the exact same record and place that Leicester had the year before they won the Premier League.
Ooh.
Wow. I assume wherever Otto found it, kind of they said it first, but
you're hearing it first.
Oh, I like that.
So Watford to win the Premier League confirmed.
Interesting. Yeah.
Troy Deeney top scorer.
What's Troy Deeney, Jamie Vardy?
Oh,
drink water, Will Hughes.
They've got Andre Gray up front as well, haven't they?
Yeah.
He was a bit homophobic, wasn't he? In the back.
It's all linking up. they got like Cathcart, Wes Morgan. They're all basically the same. I can't remember who their wing backs are at Watford.
Yanmat had a really good game.
Yeah, Yanmat, I don't understand. I thought Yanmat was shit.
No, he had a great game.
Isn't he shit at defending?
Exactly.
I just think all left backs are shit at defending.
That's what you want in a left
back. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I didn't get to see the game because we were at a gig.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't have as much to say about it as I'd like to.
Mm. Well, in the words of Roy Keane, will Spurs always let you down?
Seems that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we have to reply in the words of Roy Keane? Or?
Yes, because I'd like to see that.
Oh, no. I just trying to. You got to be really angry about something, don't you? But yeah. I'm not that angry.
And Irish.
Yeah, you got to be angry and Irish. And I am Irish, neither. So. Fucking yes. There we go.
Your words are wrong.
Will Hughes didn't get called up to England, did he?
No, he didn't.
Although, did you see? Lallana did, but Lallana's pulled out and the Fulham keeper's been called up.
Yeah.
Why is he replacing Lallana? It seems like Will Hughes was right.
Also, better than any, who 2 games ago was our third choice keeper.
Yeah, I agree.
He's now been called up to the England squad. Hilarious. But I'm happy for him. He's a good lad.
West Ham lost again.
Yeah.
Is there anything to say? No.
I did have something to say about it.
Apparently, I haven't seen too much of them. They're actually all right going forward.
I thought they were really bad.
A bit of shambles at the back.
Isn't their midfield? Their midfield, because they sold like Coyote, and their midfield has since.
Well, they got Wilshere, haven't they?
I think
it's more like the back four are very unstable at the moment.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? They're really, really.
Newcastle United put in another almost enough performance against the top side to come out second best against Manchester City. Yeah. Kyle Walker scored a nice goal.
That was a nice goal. He hit it real hard around the bottom corner.
What was their possession in that game?
78%.
Really? So yeah. Chelsea have more possession than Man City?
Yeah.
I actually thought City looked slightly vulnerable.
Yeah.
They looked great in the first 10 minutes. Really, really good. I thought they were going to smash them. And then, they just...
Pep's trying stuff out with the formation, isn't he? Mm. They played almost a 4-4-2 to start with.
Is it time for the resurgence?
But he was also like the fullbacks weren't going as far forward. I think he's
no Mendy. Mendy just fucking he charged
not as much as he usually does.
Oh,
and really? Walker, yeah, because I think he's trying to stop counter attacks because they had a problem with that against Wolves. So he tried normal wingers 1v1 against fullback with the fullbacks a little bit deeper where Walker was when he picked it up for the shot.
Yeah,
but it didn't really work.
Pep said that they also have suffered from the World Cup.
Mm.
It's a bit like,
But then he says that, but he refuses to play like Sane, who didn't play at the World Cup. Like Sane,
that whole situation's really weird.
He's fallen out with Sane big time. Well, Sane's fallen out with him.
What is there to fall out over?
Well, apparently, because Guardiola now plays Mendy, and Mendy's more attacking, but apparently he wasn't in the last game. He doesn't feel like Sane has a much of a place in the team.
Well, I can get many.
Can you imagine that outside manager being like, "Yeah, I haven't really got much of a place for Leroy Sané." Yeah.
I'm sure him
well, the Germany manager is there.
His play. He's got called up to the Germany squad, didn't he?
Yeah, but you didn't get the
recent one. Yeah, I know. He's just, he must be very confused. Like, he played well for City, he didn't get in the German squad. Well, now he's not getting in the City squad, and he's got called up to the German squad.
But he got Young Player of the Year.
Yeah, I know. Poor lad.
Now he can't get placed, he's not even in the squad.
Yeah, as well. Yeah.
Quick shout out to Adama Traore. Obviously, he dealt the fatal blow against West Ham with his.
Yeah, after excellent. I'd said the week before that he doesn't have much end product.
Yeah, he ripped Wednesday up, apparently, and in the cup as well, so. To be fair, we want to get out of that League Cup, so cheers, Adama. Shout out.
Liverpool won, didn't play very well. Alisson tried to do a close turn in the box.
Yeah. That's great.
What, Johnny, what do you think about that?
What, with Alisson?
Yeah.
But it's funny, because it was just so shit. but it's like...
That is hilarious.
Because Czech's funny to watch as well.
Czech's hilarious.
Did exactly the same
but Czech is just painful to watch.
No, but Alisson does it every single time he has the ball.
So far, yeah. But he always just does the Cruyff turn.
I know.
It's like, there is no longer a Cruyff turn. Now he can just do a normal pass.
It wasn't really a half Cruyff turn.
No, he missed the Cruyff, didn't he?
He missed it up.
But he never actually got it right so far. It's always a bit clunky.
But players don't even jump up and try and block the ball anymore because they know he's going to Cruyff every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everyone's been kind of saying, well, it was coming, you know. It's like, we played for a game.
But it's the only goal he's conceded, right? So it's like, fair enough.
Yeah, that's more to do.
It'll be interesting to see how he reacts.
Oh, Gomez, what a game.
They faced the fewest number of shots.
You're a jpeg,
Tommy. We did have a good game, actually.
Liverpool faced the fewest number of shots in the Premier League this season, I think.
For was Watford.
He just must be joined.
I thought you said it was Watford in that one game.
No.
I think Watford only faced like 8 shots in the
game. I think Liverpool was also 8.
Well, you can find out for yourselves. You can tweet us at Pilot Bunnies. What do you think? do Watford have the fewest shots?
You can just rewind and match the day.
Just go and count.
Just watch match the day.
don't even listen to those.
So Liverpool don't really play very well.
They played well first half, and then I think second half they're very conscious this season that they can't press all game every game and survive at the end of the year. So I think they're trying to play a little bit safer.
It's
been
a weird decision not to play Keita.
Well, yeah, I think that was the problem because they couldn't keep the ball then. Mm-hmm. So Hendo struggles under a bit of pressure, I think, when the team's under the cosh. Yeah. So he just kind of lumps it, and then they got bogged in.
I just don't think Henderson and Milner have enough.
Well, yeah, between them.
I think
I feel like Milner's played well.
No, Milner has like Milner's
they're great
like,
at the running pressing game.
Yeah,
I just think.
But what like Keita and?
Where's this Brazilian guy?
Yeah, I think
I read something that he hasn't adapted or something to Liverpool's style. Like he's fit, but he's just not ready.
Okay.
All right.
Elsewhere, Mark Hughes got Southampton going.
Did they win?
They won 2-0 against Palace.
Crystal Palace. Oh, they didn't have Wilfred Zaha, and they never win games without Wilfred Zaha.
One man team.
Yeah, 11 games, 0 wins.
If only Christian Benteke could score a goal.
No, Benteke does the Giroud of just making space for Zaha, doesn't he?
Don't even know if he does that.
It's now 2-0 to Oxford.
Is it? No way. They are playing.
Chelsea won again. Looked pretty good against Bournemouth, who have been quite good this season already.
Yeah. Chelsea are looking.
I think Chelsea are looking pretty scary actually.
Yeah.
See, I put Pedro in my fantasy team.
Oh yeah.
Then he doesn't start, and I'm like, "Geez, thanks, Sarri." And then he brings him on and he scores. So thanks, Sarri.
Thanks, Sarri. Arsenal and Cardiff played quite a good game of football.
Did
anybody watch that?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yes, I would. Oh, yeah, basically, every time Arsenal scored, they would just, like, sit back and Cardiff would score an equaliser. So it went 1-0 Arsenal and then 2, then, you know, it ended up being 2-2. And then Lacazette scored an absolute fucking rocket. That was such a nice goal, actually. Really, really tight angle. And Aubameyang scored a good goal. First time he was actually playing well. Him and Lacazette finally
linked. This is kind of cool. I like... the Lacazette Aubameyang.
Yeah. No, it actually looks like quite an interesting pairing to watch and quite exciting. It feels like the Arsenal that you want to watch, not the Arsenal that we've been watching for the last 5 years.
Still can't really defend.
No, but they haven't named.
Yeah, but that's why it's fun.
They just get loads of yellow cards. That's their new tactic. So many tactical fouls is amazing.
You think it's like a big like TV conspiracy, you know, to like
concede
allow just to make sure teams cannot defend. So BT Sport will just
They'll be like, look, put Xhaka.
We'll give you this money if you just keep Mignolet in goal for another season.
But they've got Xhaka and Genzu or whatever his name is. But he's sick. I really like him, but neither of them like are that interested in defending.
Because I feel like he's good, and then he makes like some really obvious like defensive fuck ups. Yeah. Like he'll just completely miss a ball that's a striker in or something.
Yeah. And Xhaka is just like, I feel bad because I think he has quality, but he is just shit.
He sometimes does.
Yeah, it's weird.
Really strange.
But then he just gives the ball away
for no reason.
The easiest situations. Yeah. If I was an Arsenal fan, I'd be very frustrated with my midfield.
Man United, they didn't lose.
Oh, can I bring something up about Man United?
Do.
Lukaku now has, he's scored 104 Premier League goals in 224 games. Drogba scored 104 Premier League goals in 254 Premier League games. Is Lukaku better than Drogba?
No.
Drogba scored a lot of his goals in a better... Lukaku scored at West Brom.
I'm sorry, Lukaku only scores his goals against lower...
This is
lower
the argument.
Stats are so deceiving in that way. It can be a bit...
He's a lot younger than Drogba.
He is a lot younger.
I don't think Lukaku scored a goal against a top six club.
He does have an awful record. Although...
Apart from against Chelsea, he used to do well against Chelsea.
Belgium-Brazil, he was very good. And that was a big game.
Yeah, that was amazing. He...
He got two goals at the weekend, didn't he?
Yeah, he got both goals. Yeah,
should have got three.
He could have got a lot more. He could have scored more, but they were all chances that he kind of made himself as well, just by like.
He's always been against the top teams, playing for a team that's been quite negative, like West Brom, obviously. Everton would tend to sit back. So
Everton, he was under Martinez. He got some freedom then. That's
a little bit under Martinez. Yeah. And now Mourinho, the worst of all. I would just wonder if he'd do better in a more attacking team.
I feel like he really needs good man management, and I don't think Mourinho provides that.
Yeah, I've always been unsure of it. He's not aesthetically pleasing.
I just feel like decent defenders can deal with him.
Yeah, perhaps. Or maybe I think a lot of it will be his mentality. How old is he now? 23.
Maybe a bit older, 24.
Because what? So he's got about. You peak at like 26, 27. And so he's gonna be so good in a few years.
I don't think, but like I suppose if it is all the mental aspect, then
he could just do a bit of tech, you know.
Can you learn to be mentally strong?
Well, you're the psychologist.
Yeah, tell us. Set yourself up with a question.
Yes, come and see me.
I'm doing a new podcast.
Yes, you can. You can become mentally tougher.
All right, there you go.
Oh, there was a... About the Man U game, there was a plane in the sky.
What did the banner say?
It said, Ed Woodward, a specialist in failure. And now I'm a bit confused, like...
It was a quote from him, right?
Mourinho
said about
quoting Mourinho talking about Arsene Wenger. Yeah. But then it's like, I don't even know if that person is pro or anti-Mourinho. Like, are they pro-Mourinho because they're being like, oh, he's not letting him spend enough money? Or are they anti-Mourinho because they're like... He's still got Mourinho in. So, like, but I think also, a very poor choice.
How long is it? Yeah.
Like, you spent a lot of money on that, and I don't even know what they meant by
it. I don't think he's a specialist in failure.
You don't think he is.
He's made some bad managerial choices.
Van Gaal.
Moyes.
Moyes is Alex Ferguson, handpicked Moyes.
But
he got the job on the technicality of the legend.
Good point, yeah.
Alex Ferguson just wanted another Scottish man, top manager, so it's stupid. Didn't even pick a good one.
I do kind of feel for him. It's like they've spent a lot of money on a lot of players, and it's like they should be performing.
But
there were some pretty obvious holes in the team they should have sorted out.
What would you have plugged?
Centre back.
Who would you have bought? Feel like a Robbie Savage.
I don't know.
Mourinho had quite a list of players he wanted, but Woodward just said no. Either they were too old or too expensive.
So it was just a bad list.
Well, it was like Boateng too old, Alderweireld too old plus expensive. Then like Maguire, he said too expensive. And with Mina, they wanted Mina, but it was like something weird about too much of the fee would go to his agent. I don't really understand it.
Do you want to talk about the Champions League?
We didn't talk about the biggest fixture of the weekend.
What's that?
Fulham. Brighton and Albion.
Okay, summarise it in two sentences.
I try to remember.
Oh, Fulham one sentence. And I think you just started a second.
Fulham 2-0 up.
Are you just going to say the order that the goals were made?
Start again.
Yeah.
Fulham played bad. Brighton missed penalty. Fulham somehow was 2-0 up. Fulham then 2-2.
You got a lot of semicolons going on there.
Glenn Murray's twat. He's a massive twat. All the commentators love him though, but he's a twat.
Yeah, he's like 37 years old.
Oh, he's like 35. But yeah, he's a twat.
35.
He just elbows all the time. He goes down too easy. He's a twat.
But yeah. I'm going to go with allegedly. That's
right. Oh yeah, this might be a good
time. In fact, yeah, this might be a good time to retract the statement we made in a previous podcast concerning the sexual activities of Bobby Madley. And his alleged affair with a species of the canine variety.
It's even in the title. Oh, it's not in the title.
No. So we decided.
The title's all themed about it.
We'd like to apologise to Mr. Madley.
Should we clear all but. So what did he actually do?
Well, I think we just said maybe we just closed that case.
Okay.
He was a disabledist.
Okay, so we don't really want to.
No, you're still
apologise.
Right. I thought we can still say we condemn your remarks, but we apologise for saying you had sex.
Right, so let's say that.
We say that.
I think that's yeah. Okay.
This being said.
Oh, so apparently he's got to manage, not manage.
I've seen the game.
No, he's gone to referee in Norway now, so...
What, because they don't care about disabled people?
Well, I don't know. That's not our official stance on Norway, is it?
It's interesting though, like, Carragher spat on a little girl and now he's just like, back commentating within like a couple of months.
He did spit on a little girl and he just gave like, a not even that good apology.
Yeah, he's just like, back into the mainstream.
Yeah, he's so integral to the Monday Night Football session.
He would.
Well, he's
yeah. Yeah, but that just... It's too good to fail.
Mate, Bobby Madley was an up and coming ref.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many girls would he have to spit on before you get rid of him?
Wow, let's put it out to our followers, I think.
Speaking of which, I think we should give Adam Sundell a special shout out for listening to all 7 of our episodes 13 times. So if you like Adam Sundell or enjoy this podcast, you can now support us on our Patreon page. For $2 a month, you can get access to in-air plane repair extra time. That is 30 more minutes of your favourite football podcast every week for just the price of a small...
Less than a coffee.
Less than it.
It's like a... How much are Freddo? Freddo's are probably...
80p. Freddo's at 80p.
No way, Freddo's at 80p. That's like two Freddo's.
So two Freddo's for
80p. For two
Freddo's... 80p, still the same size.
What's my new shot?
Wow.
I saw it online.
Guys, save it for extra time.
Anyway, head to patreon.com/inairplanerepair. Or, of course, you can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. And just, if you don't want to do that, you can just like us on SoundCloud.
No, follow us on SoundCloud. We haven't made a Facebook page.
We haven't made a Facebook page. Oh, yeah. We're on Twitter, at Pilot Pundits. Champions League?
Champions League.
The return of Ronaldo at Old Trafford. Otto Wolf, are you excited about that?
Is this the draw? We just talking about the draw?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Ronaldo at Juventus. Are Juventus now favourites?
Juventus, Manchester United, Valencia, Young Boys.
So, okay, that's quite a difficult group.
I feel like a lot of the English teams have difficult groups.
Yeah, Tottenham have the group of death.
Yeah.
They?
Oh, Liverpool arguably do as well.
Do you want to Man United?
Man United are going to get absolutely destroyed, aren't they?
By
Juventus and Ronaldo.
Do you think
your hat-trick's
coming?
Hasn't scored yet.
Ronaldo's been pretty poor for Juventus, and I feel like they've brought him in to win the Champions League. That's like why they've
got
him.
He did take quite a while to score last season.
But he is like the best player in the Champions League.
He's a big game player.
By an absolute country mile.
Yeah. No, that's not true. That's simply not true.
In terms of scoring goals.
Okay.
Who's better than hat-tricks for fun?
Yeah. In recent times. But a lot of his goals, he just bangs them in against like Malmo in the group stage.
Also in the semi-final, he scored like a hat-trick.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago.
He scored the greatest goal possibly ever.
He scored a penalty in extra time against Atletico Madrid to take them 4-2.
Exactly, I suppose that was the biggest goal of all.
Yeah, no, I think Man United are going to get absolutely smashed.
Real Madrid have got it easy in their group. They've got Moscow, Roma.
Fuck them.
Manchester City have probably got the easiest tie of the English
but
bunch.
But it's because they did a new kind of draw, didn't they?
So how does it work?
Where the champions get a separate draw. So champion will never, of the league, will never go in with another champion.
Yeah, they did change it, didn't they?
Okay, because, so Liverpool have ended up.
But they had that amazing, I found it amazing. Did you see they coined a new term for the group of life? for the group like Galatasaray and stuff like that, it's like the easiest group in the world.
Galatasaray, Lokomotiv Moscow, Porto and Schalke 04. Does anyone know what the 04 is for in Schalke?
Probably founded in 1904, I guess. Yeah, that's
pretty good. 19! That's so long ago, mate!
For a grandstand, even though.
It's just a bit weird. We've never seen.
Yeah, it is. Oh, no, in Germany, there. They've got.
1886
or whatever.
PSG, Napoli and Red Star Belgrade. Jasper, are Liverpool going to get out of their group?
That's fucking hard. I'm going to say 50-50. They've got, have you seen they've got an awful run of games?
They do have a run of games.
They've got PSG I think kicks it all off in a couple of weeks, and then within the next few games I think they've got Spurs, like Chelsea twice, Man City
yeah.
Napoli. Ooh. Probably like a Napoli away game as well. It's all very nasty stuff.
Just make
stuff.
A break very soon.
Yeah. Also, PSG are going to score 3 goals every game because Mbappe, Neymar and Cavani score every single game.
Oh, they so do.
You have to plan to score.
It's because one of them scores PSG. And then the other one gets upset because they've scored instead of them, and then yeah, they have to score as well.
It's the way you want your teams to be, isn't it?
But Liverpool at Anfield in the Champions League in recent times scored 5 goals a game. So
it could be all right then.
Does anyone know anything about Napoli? Carlo Ancelotti's managing them at the moment.
Yeah, but they got their record number of points last season. But that was sad.
I don't think they're doing... Yeah.
They got 94 points last season, and that's like the highest they've ever got. And the only reason they didn't win the title is because Juventus got like 102 or whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's stupid.
They've had a mixed start to this season, I think. Just like win
Group B is a corker. Barcelona, Inter Milan, PSV Eindhoven, and Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh,
juicy.
Johnny, if you were Tottenham Hotspur, would you be licking your lips?
No, I'd be shitting my pants.
And then licking my lips.
I'd be licking my ass. Yeah, it's not a good group. Come on, yeah.
Just something else is worse in your life than that group.
Yeah, they did beat Madrid in the group stages last year.
Yeah.
So I can't see why they can't beat all of those.
Tottenham had Madrid and Dortmund last year in the group.
Yeah.
But Inter Milan are doing better this season, aren't they?
They bought quite a lot of players.
No, I can't. I'd like to see them sitting at the table.
Luke, yeah, give us your prediction for how the Champions League is going to play out.
Simulated time?
Yeah.
Round by round, please. Including the draws.
This is going to take a while.
I think Manu are going to win it. Lukaku, top scorer.
Oh, man.
That's what the simulation says. I had to cut a few corners because it was a lot to simulate.
This is a guy who tipped Russia as his dark horse, so he's got a history of
good
predictions.
Yeah. So we're going to be sitting here in like 6 months.
Then you're going to get on the drugs partway through this season. It's really going to kick off.
Napoli have won 2 of their 3 games. You can't really tell much from 3 games, can you?
No.
So pointless.
While we're on European football, should we talk about the European UEFA Player of the Year scandal that is Messi not being nominated? What's the name of the award?
FIFA the best.
Yeah, it's FIFA player man.
What?
FIFA human being.
It's just like the best.
So we don't know what the award is.
It's like Ballon d'Or.
It's something new. I think they started it last
FIFA
year.
FIFA the best.
It's like
a kind of a new award. They think they split the Ballon d'Or. There's still the Ballon d'Or, and then there's also this as well.
That sounds like a catastrophe to me.
Yeah, it is like a catastrophe.
He is the best.
Yeah.
But it's like he's so good, people just take him being that good for granted.
He's only been given Player of the Month. He's been given Player of the Month like once in La Liga, and the whole time he's been there.
Oh yeah,
and it's like that's just stupid.
Otherwise, you're giving it to him like every month.
Yeah. But on the Barcelona,
I guess it's a bit like when you're in school. And it's like, you know, say there's some kid who's top of the class every week.
You can't just give whoever it is
top of the class.
Well, on the Barcelona subreddit, they have a poll at the end of every game for MOTM, which is Man of the Match, other than Messi, because otherwise every week it was Messi. So it's just kind of like that, isn't it? Where it's like Messi's, people have gone...
Mm-hmm. And is he not human anymore? Are they treating him like he's... God.
But I don't really understand.
It's like the old superhuman versus God.
That
God always wins. I just don't really care about awards, though.
No, that is true.
I just think it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, football has awards. They're called trophies.
And, like, everyone knows he's the best winning player in the world, games. So that's fine.
Because, like, he was captain of a team that only lost one game all season in the league.
And he didn't play that game. They rested him.
Yeah, that was it, yeah. And he had, like, made a new position for himself.
He's transcended awards. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, that's
true.
Right, we can accept that.
So, just say... Individual awards, we don't care.
Official pilot pundit stance.
Unless we start doing our own awards.
Yeah.
We could do our end of season awards.
We're going to have to.
But those would matter because it's like.
We haven't got anything else to go for.
Yeah.
Other than our 55 views we got on the 31st of
other
August.
Other than Adam West.
That's the mayor in Family Guy.
Does anyone want to talk about anything interesting?
I got some notes from last week.
What does that mean?
You said to prepare stuff for last week.
Well, so you've got some week-old stuff that you didn't bring up then?
Well, because both weeks I haven't watched any football, so they're always going to be relevant.
Have you not watched any football this week?
I've been working and playing guitar.
To fill this gap, I've got a little fun fact about Sheffield Wednesday for those that are interested.
Nobody wants to do fact about Sheffield Wednesday.
We've recorded our best start to the Championship or second-tier season since 1990-91. When the club were last promoted to the top flight. Hashtag we are going up. We're actually only 10th.
Did you care to
do you want to read my first note? Is Norwich paint away dressing room pink in order to lower the testosterone of Leeds players? Leeds thrash Norwich 3-0.
That sounds like a good joke.
So what's happened there?
So, well, either Leeds players have a lot of testosterone.
Why did they paint it for Leeds, or was it like they're painting it forever? I don't know if they carried it on now.
Well, they painted it over again. I should have done a follow up research. I've got two more points.
Yeah, go for it.
The second one, well, I can't remember what it was about. But it just says Michael Owen's leg.
Oh yeah, he did that whole thing.
That whole
what is it, Johnny? That whole thing.
He was talking about his whole career and something about his hamstring. But he got injured. I've got one more point.
Breaking news on Pilot Pundits, Michael Owen got injured at that.
But it was a great interview. If anyone's interested, they should listen to the
as a fellow injury-prone player, it's worth a listen.
Yeah, it is good. And my last one is Gary looks old. Gary Lineker. I think like
not Neville.
His posture's got worse and he looks old.
Okay.
Would you want us to debate this?
Well, I could be like, who's coming next?
I think he does pretty good, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he's pretty good.
You think he's about to retire?
Yeah, this was last week. This week I thought he looked.
You've got a good idea for a debate, don't you? Or was it yours?
I just don't know how I can follow up with Johnny. the style versus success.
All right. Do we want to like just split it up, like
two make it into a formal debate?
Two two.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So is it phrased out what's more important?
Well, yeah. Like, what do you value in it? But I think the issue is that I've realised the issue of the debate is that you style doesn't mean you're not also going to have success.
Like City. Football's an interest, well, sport in general, because what's an entertainment business? And in, like, if I'm going to watch a game that's not Sheffield Wednesday, I want to be entertained, so I'm not really going to watch League Two football that I don't care about. However, like, if Wednesday we're just playing shit football and winning, I wouldn't really care, I don't think.
Yeah, so there are a few ways to look at this debate.
That's one way.
That I've been thinking about. You've got the fans' perspective.
The Sheffield Wednesday.
So Johnny should actually be giving
the fans. You've got the fans' perspective.
Yeah.
And you've got the...
The players' perspective. The coaches' perspective. And the statisticians. So should we all go around and
And the presenters' perspective.
Yeah.
So we've all got a perspective. No, but... But yeah, there are very different arguments for each different perspective. I was mostly just thinking about fans and players. But,
Well, to go a little bit continental, Real Betis in Spain, last season they played really good football. I think they came sort of maybe eighth or something, nothing like amazing. But this summer, a lot of top players have gone to them.
Well,
like William Carvalho went there. Lo Celso, that young PSG guy, he's highly rated, he went there, and a couple of others, and like someone was saying, they've gone because they play really good football.
Well,
do players care?
But the same thing's happened to, I don't know if this is true, because obviously every time a player joins a club, they just say, I just love the style of football, shit like that. But like Fulham have signed players that traditionally a promoted team wouldn't sign, and so have Wolves. And does that have to do with the fact that they both play quite attractive football, as well as obviously spending quite a lot of money.
They do have a lot of money.
But like Seri and Schürrle, Seri was getting like interest from big clubs, and Schürrle could have gone to other clubs as well. And I don't know whether there's like...
I reckon it's definitely a factor.
Maybe the way to think about it is like Martinez and Wigan versus like Allardyce and West Ham.
Well, exactly, yeah. That's one we're talking about for sure.
One of them stays up... And the other goes down.
But it's like, but teams always bring in Sam Allardyce when they're about to get relegated. He keeps them up, and then they kind of sack him and bring in a more interesting
side. I've got a question for the fan we have here. Would you rather play in a team that plays in the Premier League that plays like good football, maybe like a Bournemouth style, but you finish 15th like most seasons, or like you're in like a Big Sam, like, or how Newcastle are playing at the moment, but you finish 10th and
so you're saying Newcastle are going to finish 10th?
I'm not saying that, but they did last year. So it's like 6 places higher. You're still not winning anything.
5 places.
Okay, 5 places higher.
I mean, you actually asked me whether or not which team I'd like to play for, but I'm going to guess you meant, like, be a fan of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like...
But you are kind of playing for them. You're the 12th man.
Oh, yeah, the 12th man. Yeah, that's true. Holy... yes, if you win, it doesn't really matter. But, like, if you lose and play well, there's still a bit of a silver lining. Yeah. There's nothing more depressing than losing games and also just playing shit football.
Yeah.
So, and it is actually kind of, yeah, I think you're missing out on something if you're playing shit football.
Mm. I feel like...
Whether you could choose that over winning, I don't know. But it's like, it is a big factor.
But, like, as a team who has ever won the title, give me an example of a team who's won the title playing shit football.
Man United.
Did you say, like, the Italian league in general?
But like, if you ask any one of those Man United fans, they'd say, I'd take that season and a half.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I feel like when you're literally winning trophies, it is different to when you are coming 15th and 10th.
Like, yeah, I think.
But I guess you have to be winning trophies. Like, if you're playing really good football, you can probably get away with.
But there's another side to it of, like, you know, the season where Liverpool nearly won the league?
Yeah.
If they had just slightly adapted their game, maybe once or twice, they would have won the league.
Yeah.
But, well, maybe they wouldn't have, maybe they can't. Yeah, maybe you've got to have that philosophy.
But, like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like, from a fan perspective, you don't care that much. Like, maybe 15th and 10th, because 15th is quite close to relegation, so maybe that is a bit too tight. But, like, I don't know, the difference between, like, 13th and 8th doesn't mean that much to me as a fan. So both are safe.
I don't give a shit about getting
definitely
more money. For me, table Premier League, you've definitely...
Yeah, it's like, I want to be playing nice football and coming 13th, then I want to be playing shit football and getting 8th. Because unless you're getting Europe... Then it just, I just don't care.
Luke, you haven't really said much on this issue. Have you got anything to say?
Do you think style matters in football?
Luke's a purist.
Have you got a spot?
Does style matter?
From a player's perspective?
Yeah, style matters.
How do you feel playing in a negative team?
Like, because there's a difference between, like, you can be, like, a stylish team and have, like, a solid defence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't, like, it's not like either you play nice football and you leak goals, or, like, so... It
feels like that sometimes.
I think if you're playing, I feel like it's shit if you're like always on the back foot and like
you can tweet us. What do you think about this style versus success debate? Would you take 15th?
Another thing that I would talk about in this debate, if we're still,
it's the same style versus success.
Yeah, still in this debate. Players. Like, you saw with Chelsea, you know, they won the league, and then Eden Hazard has a strop, and, like, all these players fall out with the manager, and I feel like that's massively to do with the fact that you look at other teams like Liverpool, playing really nice football, and you're like, I want to be playing that kind of football. So I feel like for longevity, like, Pep at Barcelona was able to have those three amazing seasons because all the players in that team knew we are playing like literally the best football in the world, and that like motivates you so much and like keeps you motivated rather than losing interest.
Part of Mourinho's problem, really. They want more than just a trophy.
But I think that's right, because like Pep and Mourinho are always compared with each other as like two of the best managers, like, I don't know, at the moment in like modern times, and Mourinho just plays really negative football but gets results, and Pep plays really attractive football and gets results, but Pep is like has been more consistent throughout and Pep's never been sacked by a club, whereas Mourinho has, and players have fallen out with Mourinho,
although Pep has also only really been at a club with like the best players in
I once heard
whereas Mourinho's been at clubs without necessarily like obviously
he's done it
Pep
at Barcelona weren't Barcelona were not world beaters when Pep came. They were not Pep won every trophy you could win in 3 years. Like, he changed that club.
When he came to City, they weren't the best club in England because
they did buy some the thing is they by that time he had a reputation and he bought the best players in the world.
I think what we should do is wrap this section up, or maybe the conversation continues over on In Their Pay and Pair extra time.
And maybe penalties.
Well, the name is now In Their Pay and Pair extra time, and maybe penalties.
You've been listening to the In Their Pay and Pair podcast.
Is this it?
We've been going for like an hour now.
Have we? The second time.
Let's say thank you and goodbye to Otto_Wolf.
Thank you and goodbye.
Luke and Jasper.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And goodbye, you know?
Do it again.
Thank you. Oh, you go.
At the J Doggy Dog.
No.
It's nice to be here.
I've been your host, at Mr. Jimmy Rowe. Tune in next time. Or see you soon for extra time.
Oh.